For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. Voters are an important part of the election process, obviously. But what about people who don't cast their ballot? A new study from the Knight Foundation finds non-voters are less likely to trust the electoral process or engage with the news. They're also less likely to have strong partisan opinions. GPB's Stephen Fowler joins me now to discuss why millions of Georgians don't vote. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So when we talk about non-voters, what does that mean and who are they?
Well, this survey looked at about 12,000 people across the country who either aren't registered to vote or haven't voted only once in the last 12 years or so. They talked to more people in Georgia than other states because it's one of several battleground places they're going to have tight elections this year. Now, we're talking about a lot of people. Take the 2018 Georgia gubernatorial race. Only 4 million of the state's 7 million or so registered voters cast their ballots to decide who's in charge of our state government.
3 million people just didn't show up. What does the study have to say about why Georgians don't vote?
Well, a quarter of those non-voters surveyed said voting was too complicated, the system is corrupt, or they felt their vote wouldn't count. Another big reason, people said they aren't interested or just don't care. Here's Eitan Hirsch. He's an associate professor of political science at Tufts University who helped out with the study.
The main reason people don't vote have a lot more to do with their own social and psychological disconnect from community, from organizations where they're in networks with people who care about participation.
Social and psychological disconnect from their community. How can millions of Georgians feel so disconnected from their community that they don't vote?
Well, what Hirsch said and what the data shows is that most people aren't constantly engaging with big political news or candidates for office or even what's going on in their backyard. Also, non-voters don't have extremely polarized views on a lot of hot-button issues one way or the other, so they might be less motivated to weigh in on those issues at the ballot box.
Stephen, does this study address the connection between who you spend time with and whether or not you vote?
We know people have networks all around them, whether it's family or friends or coworkers. It's kind of like electoral peer pressure. If voting is something people you hang out with do a lot, you're more likely to do it. And a number of people surveyed also said they don't feel like they know enough about elections to participate. So it does stand to say that if somebody who does know a lot about elections kind of talks with you and helps you figure it out, you might be more likely to vote.
But we still have three huge elections coming up in Georgia, starting with the presidential primary just next month. How could non-voters shape Georgia politics in 2020?
Typically, campaigns don't spend as much time trying to court people who don't vote, but this gives a roadmap to reaching them. Now, both major political parties would stand to gain. If every non-voter participated, the survey said it would add nearly equal amounts of Democrats and Republicans. But here in Georgia, non-voters said they would vote for a Democratic presidential candidate over President Trump by about a 34% to 29% margin.
That's GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find the latest on Stephen's story, including, if you feel up to it, you can deep dive into this new Knight Foundation report on non-voters and all the latest political coverage from our political reporting team. All of it up online now at gpbnews.org/politics. This is GPB.